data gathering plan, gathering data, and process design. Data are gathered in transformation design to enable establishing a performance baseline that is quantitative and based on reliable data. Time spent in forming a good data gathering plan can shorten and simplify the data gathering process significantly. This is partly because the process of determining what to measure and how to measure it are iterative tasks, meaning that it may be necessary to revise what will be measured if needed for data gathering feasibility or efficiency. Also, the design team may not have direct access to some data types and may need to provide advance warning to data owners of their required participation. Alternately, they could get a representative from each area to join the design team and be responsible for those data. External parties such as suppliers or customers could also have a design team representative with data responsibilities. A data gathering plan may need to rely on some sources of observed data, as opposed to recorded data from ERP and other sources, and the plan will help schedule the related interviews, audits, value stream mapping, time studies, or error log reviews. An example is observation of the percentage of orders that require manual entry. An organization's data gathering plan needs to specify the following: metric name, definition, and calculation details. These are critical. Otherwise, a business unit or plant may calculate the metric differently, defeating the purpose of the metric. Significant change management and negotiation may be needed to come to consensus on these details for each metric. The functional area owner of the data for the metric and the ERP or other system data location. Here are common areas: marketing or business development functions for customer segment data, with data from the customer master. ERP, customer relationship management, CRM, systems. Business, product development, or manufacturing functions for products and services, costs, capabilities, and capacities, with data in the product master. ERP or product lifecycle management systems, strategic sourcing or business development functions for supplier and channel partner management, with data from the supplier master. ERP, supplier relationship management, SRM, logistics systems. Metric segmentation strategy for lower measurement levels for each metric, such as by customer, location, item, country, or product family. If a standardized KPI tree is used, it will define levels of segregation down to a specific level. For example, ScoreDS defines this down to level 3, but level 4 or lower needs defining. Data gathering for this includes data on how sales regions, market channels, or customers are segmented in the information systems. The data extract query and specific tables and fields that will be used to get the data from the ERP system, data lake, or other source. Sample size of the data, such as data from the past 3 months for perfect customer order fulfillment or 1 year for total supply chain management cost. Global map of organizational locations showing customers, markets, products, services, suppliers, and channel partners, including customers and markets, suppliers, and channel partners. Product and service families in a summary matrix with types of demands made by customers, suppliers, and channel partners. Structure of sourcing hierarchies. Different data collection teams may be responsible for gathering different categories of data, such as one team gathering all of the cash-to-cash cycle time metrics and its subsets. This team should be responsible for the whole process, detailing metric definitions/components, gathering data, designing an ongoing data gathering process, and analyzing defects. Team member selection criteria should factor in having team members who have access to the given data, so special arrangements are not needed. Gathering data involves running queries to collect data or manually gathering data, plus assessing and validating data quality. Going through this process with the initial list of metrics will provide early warning of data gathering issues, such as the need for manual gathering, lack of authorization, or data that are aggregated improperly for the metric. Here are examples of data issues that are common to encounter. Only a component of the data is desired, but it isn't tracked separately. For example, perhaps balance sheet data are available only at the corporate level and are not tracked at the supply chain level. Rather than major balance sheet restructuring, a workaround may be needed, such as estimating balance sheet inventory using percentage of sales to total inventory. Data are organized for business accounting, but not for supply chain requirements. For example, data exists for each line of business, but are not separated by distribution channel, which may be how the design team wants to measure supply chain requirements. A project could be run to change what is measured, or another workaround could be used, such as using a dominant channel as a proxy. For purposes of transformation benchmarking, using some manually collected data may be necessary and expedient. However, ongoing operations will eventually be measured using these metrics, and that process needs to be timely. Therefore, whenever possible, envision what an efficient, repeatable, and reliable ongoing data gathering process would look like for the data. Implementing this ideal process may need to be its own project in the transformation portfolio. For example, this could include plans to automate certain queries and reports or to automatically gather data from external partners using an application programming interface, API. Take feedback from the initial data gathering process and from discussions with data owners when developing such plans.